Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. It's Lonnie the theater lady. Holy moly, there she is, right here.
Live and in person.
Yeah! What are we talking about today? Who's Afraid of Sarah?
No. Scared of Sarah.
Okay, well, you mean
Scared of Sarah. And, you know, I don't even know where to begin with this, because I really am excited about this production.
Oh,
and
all right.
I really want to do it justice, and I do not want to leave anything out, because it was so impactful and powerful and... Oh. Wow.
All right, take it easy, girl.
I know. I need to calm down.
Let's start at the beginning. All right.
It was one of those.
Come on, let's get her out of the stable here. And walking around the track. where do you want to begin?
This show was written by Laura Brienza, and it was an entry into the 2011 New York City Fringe Festival.
Fringe, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And this production at the Off the Wall. Well, I guess they've changed their name. It's the Off the Wall Theater Company at the Carnegie Stage.
Right. The theater has changed its name, but the producing company is the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So the theater, the physical space, is Carnegie Stage. The company, Off the Wall Productions, produce this at Carnegie Stage.
Thank you.
I believe that is correct. I may totally be making that up, too.
Well, we know where it is.
Talking. I don't know. It's in Carnegie.
It is.
Go see it.
Yeah. It runs through December 19th, and the plot is, I'll simplify it because it's really not this simple, but a lovely young couple living in this amazingly beautiful New York upscale apartment whose set was done by Tony Ferrari, and I walked in and I saw the attention to the detail. Every little detail, absolutely perfect, beautiful, and I said, that looks like a Tony Ferrari set.
He always does a good job.
Then I opened up my little, and sure it was. And it kind of set the tone, because you knew this was going to be a really kind of upscale couple. And what happens is Sarah, played by Erica Cuenca, learns that she's pregnant with her loving husband, played by...
All right, so they're not living in sin.
No.
All right, thank you for pointing that out.
Sean Cameron Hall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Discover they're pregnant, and she is very, very afraid that her baby might be autistic.
Oh, yeah, that's very prevalent now.
Because her sister, Sarah, played by Sarah Silk, is, in fact, autistic.
I see.
So
it is genetic? Did they talk about that there's a higher possibility if you have somebody with autism in your family?
Yes, apparently there's some kind of I'm not a doctor or scientist. Apparently some kind of a gene or... I don't want to say, but I guess they
And nobody really knows, right?
Well, I thought.
Yeah.
But there's apparently some X something or... I don't know.
X and Y chromosomes. Didn't they teach you this with birds and the bees?
Oh, they didn't have the birds and the bees when I was in school.
What did they have? What did they feel like?
I don't know. The dinosaurs and the pterodactyls.
Is that how you learned about sex?
I still haven't learned. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So this lovely couple who have such great electricity together, Erica and Sean, I truly believe that they loved each other. And I think that was central to really understanding the depths of this show. Mm. And as Sarah Silk portrayed the autistic sister, there was actually collaboration between the theater company and the Arts for Autism in Pittsburgh Foundation.
That's good.
So that Sarah's portrayal of Sarah was very authentic. It gave you a really touching feeling of what it must be like to be in a family that has to deal with a challenge and the, I don't even know what word to use, the difficulties of having an autistic member of your family. Sure. And they did it so respectfully. And Sarah Silk had this ability, has this ability that when she's portraying Sarah, it's like a curtain comes down, you know, from her and devoid of emotion until, which is, I guess, one of the kind of traits of autism, until something disturbs the order of things around them and the way they believe things need to be, at which point, of course, it becomes explosive. So I thought that Sarah Silk's performance was stunning and very believable. And Sean gave so much depth and sensitivity to his character as the husband. It was really wonderful to see. And Erica just shines as the wife and showing the whole transition of where she started with her fear. And 3 years later in the play, it spans a 3-year time period.
So give yourself some time. You're going to be there a while.
No, it's just a one act, 95 minutes.
I know.
And I was surprised because when it was over, I thought, well, boy, that was short.
Hmm.
And then I looked at my watch and it was 95 minutes. I thought, whoa.
A lot of story in a little time.
A lot of complexity.
That's hard to do. when it's done well, you notice, right?
And they did it. Mm. And I think Ingrid Sonichsen was the director, and I believe that she had such a wonderfully talented cast to start, and she has many, many years of experience under her belt, and she put them all to good use, making the characters all so sympathetic.
Mm.
And even Sarah, who frustrates the audience so often, also manages to endear herself.
That's
to
fair.
Them. It was, gosh, what did I forget? It was just a really, really, really compelling, strong performance by everybody. There was so much to it to say that this, the playwright says this play is about fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, but not just fear of the possibility of having an autistic child, fear of inadequacy, fear of desertion, fear of, but they all did so well. And I think that this richly talented cast molds this smartly written script into an exploration of human behavior and emotion that is really beautiful in its honesty.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.